Coming up here on KNKX is a story from our weekly show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
In this next story, we are going to introduce you to Mohammed Farid. He's a recent transplant to Seattle, and he loves to sail.
It's a very relaxing way of doing stuff because you have the water, you have the wind. I actually also enjoy some of the engineering concepts behind it.
Mohammed took a class at a local sailing club to learn how to operate a type of boat called a keelboat. And he passed all the tests, but the sailing club still will not let Mohammed captain a boat alone. They're concerned about his safety because Mohammed is legally blind. Taking along another sailor might seem like a pretty reasonable compromise, but not to Mohammed. He wants to be his own captain. Sound Effect contributor Heba Fisher has the story.
Mohammed Farid recently moved to Seattle from Dubai. He's 30 years old, tall, with dark brown hair and thick glasses. He has a dry sense of humor, cracking jokes easily between English and Arabic. And Mohammed can see light, but not a whole lot else.
I will see around 10% of what the normal person sees, but it's almost like you are looking through a tunnel. I can only see in the middle, and there's stained glass at the end of the tunnel because that 10% is more blurry.
Because of his visual impairment, he's used to hearing, "No, you can't do that," a lot.
When I'm told I cannot do it, it makes me want something more. I just don't like basically hearing no for an answer.
He's been rejected from engineering school because they didn't believe a visually impaired person could become an engineer. He was rejected 3 times from Harvard, 2 times from the top consulting firm McKinsey, from gym memberships who felt he was too much of a liability. Today, Mohammed is an engineer, graduated from Harvard, worked at McKinsey, and is a regular at the gym. He gets this can-do philosophy from his mom, Dua Mabrouk.
And she wasn't very impressed because they were telling her that, like, yeah, I'll probably not really achieve anything and whatnot. They should probably just save up money so I could be, like, comfortable when I'm older and unemployed. So she was like, I'm not taking any of this, and she went to Canada.
Mohammed spent most of his childhood in Canada. There, however, the services for visually impaired children weren't that great either.
Whereas in Egypt, there were no services and no expectations. In Canada, there was a lot of services and low expectation for independence. Their assumption was that you could strive for mediocrity and that's totally acceptable, which my mom did not agree with.
In Canada, Dua found some like-minded teachers who believed Mohammed's abilities were far greater than any disability. One teacher used to give him a weekly spelling test, but because reading wasn't visual for Mohammed, spelling was harder for him.
Every time I failed the spelling test, she'd give me detention, despite the fact that in some ways you could argue it was out of my control. Her thing was, life's unfair, you have to deal with it.
Mohammed moves through life with determination. He's unfazed by obstacles, like being the captain of a 27-foot sailboat. In sailing, there are 2 basic types of boats, dinghy boats and keel boats. Dinghies are smaller, maybe fitting 1 to 4 people. Keel boats are much larger boats. Mohammed is an experienced dinghy sailor from his time in Dubai. He loves being out on the water, and when he moved to Seattle last year, he signed up for keelboat sailing classes.
I actually scored pretty highly on the exam, both the practical and the written part. The instructor doesn't actually get how I managed to do man overboard properly, but it worked. And then they were like, we prefer it if you had a certified sailor with you, someone who is basically equivalently certified on the boat.
And what do you think should be the case?
I don't think putting it as a longer term thing makes sense. I think if someone is sighted and is able to communicate to me, if I'm going to hit something, I think it's more than sufficient.
Mohammed says this extra person doesn't need to know how to sail. He understands the sailing club is trying to be safe by requiring another certified sailor be on board, but he really believes he'll be okay without one. Now, I recently got my keelboat certification, so Mohammed and I go out sailing one day after work.
Well, okay, let me just look around. I just want to figure out the overall layout of the boat. So this is it's a tiller. Where's the motor, or is it inboard?
Inboard.
Okay.
We're 4 on the boat. Mohammed is our designated captain. He's learning the boat with his hands, and we are his eyes.
Okay. Okay. So I think the last two things left now are the engine, and then we can basically undock.
It's one of those precious Seattle summer afternoons, sunny and slightly crisp on the Puget Sound. As we motor away from the dock, Mohammed is at the tiller, driving.
I need someone to tell me if I'm going to like bump into something, whether at which way I need to go, left or right or whatnot. And now where's the motorboat? What?
Starboard.
He's a nice guy. He waved at us.
He's like, what the heck?
After a few close calls, we get to open water, ready to raise our sails and shut off the motor.
So I will face the wind.
Wait, one step. How did you point us into the wind?
I can feel the wind coming into my face. You can actually tell it from your ears. If when I'm looking in towards one direction, if I hear the wind in both ears, that's the direction the wind's coming from, which now is like 10 o'clock. Okay, awesome. Now we are sailing. Most beginners, when they sail, they look at the sail, figure out whether the sail is flapping or not. Most advanced sailors don't actually necessarily have to look at the sail when they're sailing. And in my case, I can't look at the sail when I'm sailing. So in order to solve that problem, I need to feel the boat. I feel how much the boat is heeling, or like how much it's leaning, how fast it's going. I can listen to the sail. I think I need to sheet in the jib. It's flapping. People think because they wouldn't know how to do something the way I do it, that you can't do it the way I do it.
Do you ever just get tired, though, that you constantly have to prove to people as opposed to them just believing it from the get-go?
Yeah, sometimes it wears on you, but that's okay. That's my life. I'm used to that.
All of this, working towards being the captain of his own keelboat, it's not actually just about sailing for him. It's about Mohammed's pushing back on the world to be as independent as possible, free from having to rely on others, free from being dependent on other people.
Okay.
For now, Mohammed will have to have a certified sailor with him when he wants to sail these larger boats. But he's confident he'll be his own captain someday.